Hi, my name is Noel Bell, and in this podcast I'm chatting to Paul Margry, transpersonal psychotherapist and member of management committee of the CCPE, which is the Centre for Counselling and Psychotherapy Education based in London. CCPE recently celebrated 30 years as a transpersonal training institute, and I caught up with Paul about his first involvement with CCPE in the 1990s.
Well, kind of long story short is that when I had children, we decided we didn't want to send them to school, and so we found other people that wanted to do home education, and we founded an organisation called Education Otherwise, which was about homeschooling. And so we got together with a bunch of other people who lived in the west of Ireland. Some of those people were involved in something called a co-counselling community. So I got involved in that. And what I discovered after a few years of that is that I liked it, and I seemed to be very good at it. But I also found that the co-counselling community model wasn't really working, very limited to me. So then I started looking. Then I started looking for something, okay, if this is something I really want to develop, where do I do that? And other things were changing in my life at that time as well, which probably meant that I was going to be leaving Ireland within a year or two. So I started looking around for trainings, and it was one of those things where simply I kind of started doing research and talking to people and looking, and I got a bunch of brochures from training organisations all over England, and the CCPE one came, and it was the least impressive out of all of them. You know, it wasn't glossy, it wasn't shiny, it wasn't full of photographs and all of that, like some of the other ones were. As soon as I read it, I knew it was the right place, because it was the only one that spoke about, you know, the spiritual component. Mm. It was the only one that really kind of called to me in terms of what was written. And on the back of that, I came over to Lancaster Road, which is where CCP was based then, had an interview with Nigel, and came all the way from Ireland, very anxious, fully anticipating a grueling interview, and it lasted 15 minutes. Nigel said, "Yes, we'll offer you a place." 15 minutes in, and I went back to West Cork.
Something about direct knowing there.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And so I went back and started making arrangements to kind of set up there and come back here, and started my training at CCPE over in Lancaster Road in 1992.
So the spiritual aspect was important because you had a background.
It was important to me because I'd been very involved in a Buddhist community in the west of Ireland at a place called Dogchenberra, which is out on the Bera Peninsula, right way out on the west. And it was friends of mine that actually set that up, but they very sadly got very ill. And he died, and then it got taken over by Soggy Rinpoche, and it became their main retreat space. But in those early days, before it got taken over by Soggy Rinpoche, I was very kind of involved in that community. So I'd always had a very kind of eclectic relationship with things spiritual. So, but that was central at that stage of my life, in my 30s.
I discussed with Paul his ideas on integrative psychotherapeutic practice, as well as the concept of young and old souls as part of psycho-spiritual development.
Well, I mean, as a transpersonal psychotherapist, I obviously believe that there is more to a human being than simply their history, their biology, and their psychology, and their emotionality, and all of that. There is also, and this is what the transpersonal is trying to kind of, in a sense, identify and work with, as well, along with everything else, is, you know, there's also what I think of very simply as soul. There is a soul identity. There is a spiritual identity, however one wants to think of that. And it seems to me that there are some people. And I'm not sure whether I think of this in terms of reincarnation or whether I just think of this in terms of, you know, souls that have been around a few times, as it were, in terms of this journey of, you know, coming into life, returning to spirit, coming back to life and visiting again and gathering experience in those ways. But it seems to me, it's the way I make sense of, you know, you can have two people who have had really similar experiences. One seems to come through it reasonably well, another one is devastated by it. And you're kind of going, what's the difference? And I think part of the difference is that there are people that I think of as young souls. It's like their souls are relatively inexperienced down here in the world. And so, you know, they've still got to learn. They're a bit naive. And those people tend to be a bit naive. And they have a kind of young feel about them, even though they may be in their 40s or 50s or older. Whereas an old soul seems to have a certain understanding already. There's a certain understanding when they arrive. There's a certain wisdom. There's a certain depth. There's a certain, you know, there's a different kind of understanding. They see things in a slightly different way. And they don't have that kind of naive component in them. You know, they can still be very compassionate and kind and loving and all of those things. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, they have a much profounder, deeper understanding of themselves and the world and how it works. And I think that's the main difference. And I think, you know, the intuitive approach, as I think of it, is about taking all of that into account. You know, so yes, you know, we all have our history and we all have our wounding and we all have our disappointments and we have, you know, our experiences in lived experience. But we also have what we come in with. You know, we have our nature, whatever that is, and that might be, you know, in terms of the elements model, we all have a different nature. In terms of the planes of consciousness, we all have a different kind of soul identity. And that shapes something else of how we experience the world. It's shaped by those things, and that is also what gets veiled in terms of our experience in life. You know, we have to develop an ego. And so in that developing, forming an ego, some of that soul identity, as I think of it, gets covered up.
Yeah.
And we forget it. And part of transpersonal work is about helping to uncover that, helping people to reconnect with their spiritual identity, their soul identity, so that life can become both, you know, fulfilling and joyous and spiritual again.
Paul recounted a memorable event from his time at CCPE for the 30 years anniversary event.
Basically what happened was, so, you know, I arrived at CCPE through what I described earlier, came onto the course, loved it, struggled like everybody in all kinds of ways, but knew it was absolutely what I wanted to do. So I was very kind of intent on getting through the course, becoming a therapist and all of that. I was pushing myself really hard. I was working full time. I was raising a family. I was doing the course. And my kind of core thing in my life is that I've never really acknowledged my limitations. That was my core thing. I, you know, if somebody said to me, you can't do that, I would say, watch me.
Okay.
So I had that kind of mentality. I didn't think there was anything I couldn't do. And so, but I've been saying, in the fourth year of my training, I've been saying for months, something's got to give, because I can't do all this. And it's too much, and I'm feeling the pressure now. But I didn't do anything about it. So I finished the diploma, signed straight up for the supervision course, went on to that, and that Easter, I fell off the roof of my house. And what happened when I fell off the roof of my house was that I did a lot of damage to myself, ended up a year in hospital. And in that, I had to acknowledge my limitations, because now my, you know, my body became limited. There were things I couldn't do that I used to be able to do. And I came back. And before I came back to start the supervision course again, I did a few kind of dry runs to CCPE to see if I could, you know, see how the journey was, manage public transport. I was still on crutches at that point. And the first person I met when I came through the door for the first time back to CCPE was Nigel. I came through the door, he was in the hallway, and he went, ah, he said, the man who fell to earth. And I didn't know whether to hug him or hit him, because it was absolutely the right thing. And but a part of me was furious about that, because it was confronting.
Yeah.
But the work I did kind of, that I'd been doing through that year in hospital and in my therapy.
The laden soul falling to earth.
Absolutely, and it was absolutely that. You know, that was me finally arriving in my body, which up until that point, up until my accident, I had entirely taken for granted and utterly disrespected. And it just did what I wanted it to do without question. So I had no relationship with it at all, really. And that brought me into saying he was absolutely right.
You've been listening to an interview with Paul Margry with me, Noel Bell. For more interviews, visit noelbell.net/podcasts.